Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hi, gang. Now, if you'll all be quiet, we'll start the show.
TMOS Classic. Friday Flashback.
My injured son is going off to a birthday party tonight, so he is in a state of mind
Hold
this
it.
Morning.
What injury?
Last night, he hyperextended his knee. Welcome to the world of football. He went to school today
with
one of his father's many braces that I have around the house from my history of injuries, and he was off to the it was tough. Big Bill, one of his coaches, great guy, great with the kids, literally threw him over his shoulder and carried him over to the sideline.
Is
we
that
laid
the guy
a little
who
ice
him,
on it.
Is that the guy who called him a beast?
No, that's the head coach. But
all right.
It was, he's doing fine. He's getting around fine. I think he's going to be A-OK. He might even play. He might even play tomorrow. So we're very, very optimistic.
Well, I wish him a speedy recovery. Is that his first football-related injury?
No, he's gotten banged up. They all get banged up periodically. That's
sure.
The way it happens, you know. But he'll be fine.
Good.
I wish him the very, very best. My tough son, and going to a great, cool birthday party tonight. So Mrs. O'Mara and I have the evening free, and I informed her. I said, "So what do you want to do?" She said, "Sleep."
I hear you. What
so
is the what is the theme
it.
Of the birthday party? You said it's cool.
The theme of the birthday party, I have no idea. They're getting this massive backyard barbecue guy coming in. It's a a giant BBQ, and they're really nice people, and they're nice to my son. So I look forward to it. I look forward to it, Rob. But before we proceed with the bonus show today, I have a major announcement today, and this is going to be good for you bonus show subscribers, and they are up right now. The TMOS Don't Get Happy Society t-shirts are on set. Do we have any music for this? Anything?
Well,
I mean, you're just sitting on your hands. Come
well,
on.
Well, I mean,
let's
I didn't
go.
Know you were going to go to this today. Mike, what is it?
You wrote down major announcement, and I said it before the show. How did you not know we were going to go to it?
I didn't know you started talking injury. Mike, what is the major announcement?
The bonus show subscribers will be the first ones to know this. Our Don't Get Happy Society t-shirts are on sale now, and they are beautiful. I am a fan of the wonderful synthetic materials. I do not wear cotton down here in Southwest Florida because it's hot, hot, hot. And
right.
So when I'm out, whether it's golf wear or whether I'm wearing my activewear t-shirts, I wear the synthetic, and because they're better at moisture wicking. So I think that's something you can
they
look
call
forward
you
to.
Actually, they call you John Wick. That is how popular it is.
You can shoot your gun. You can shoot your gun with it, and I'm getting one. And I gave. What are you a 2X? Is that what you are?
I asked
or are
for
you
a three. I asked
okay.
for a three, and it's really nice that Carla is.
Is that because
actually...
you are a three?
Yes.
Okay, just checking.
Why would I not ask for a three if I wasn't a three?
I just was interested in the way the semantics. Look at that. Is that
that's beautiful?
Hey, with your new voice, is that you that put that up there?
His name is Oz.
That was
Oz.
Me. Yes.
Sorry about that. I slipped. Sorry. Hey, Oz, I'm really sorry that I slipped like that. I'm tired this morning.
It's the bonus show.
It's the bonus show. That's right. That's another bonus for the man. You know, I'm seeing it on the giant screen right now in front of me.
I love
and, it. And the Don't Get Happy Society, Mike O'Mara show in beautiful navy blue with the gold letters. That's the color combo we love the most. We loved it so bad. And get it right now through April 30th. Thank you, bonus show subscribers.
Yeah, and consider yourself appreciated. This is a bonus for you guys. Get in early, get in often. Nice
We're
job.
Very, very excited about it. And I'm really, really thrilled that the store and... Oz is working on the RSS feeds and the bonus show subscribers. Lots of moving parts going here, and hopefully everything's getting worked out for people. Although I will say it again, there is no one that squeaks like our listeners squeak.
Oh, they are the squeakiest.
And they like
yes.
to squeak publicly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it would be the equivalent of you're not satisfied with something you bought at a big box store. And you walk into the middle of the big box store, and as opposed to just going up to the manager, instead, you choose to say at the top of your lungs, "Hello? Hello?
This drill does not work with the battery you told me it was going to work with. What's wrong with you?
And then, Mike, the person in the box store might also yell, I think I'm going to contact the manager.
Yeah.
But
as
not
opposed
actually
to contacting the manager
right.
first.
Right.
Which would be the prudent thing to do.
Yeah,
but
well,
look, these are the people that care, and they care about our stuff. And I'm happy for that. And I'm happy that people are listening to the show and enjoying it. Now let me get back to my son last night. So, big game against the elites down in Naples. I don't know if they're elites. It's a richer town than ours. That's, of course,
oh, okay, that's
knows.
Not their team, no.
But they're people from all walks of life that play in this football league, so I shouldn't be making
Mike,
it a class
warfare. Do they shut the door
thing.
To anybody?
Their facility, I will say this, yes. In that county, it's a different county. I have to go over a county line to take on Naples, Florida.
Yeah.
And their facility is not real grass. It's a turf. It's an AstroTurf facility.
I see.
So it's massive.
Massive.
And super deluxe nice. And
yeah.
Since it's not going to be insanely hot, although it's not going to be that cool either, it tends to overheat when you're in the middle of the summer because of the turf.
The turf does not.
And
yeah,
something like that.
Yeah,
but,
it doesn't absorb any heat.
So I am... Last night, in a state of slumber at my kids, I wear the sunglasses when we get to practice. I put down my brand new camp chair that has a slight reclining feature.
Nice.
And I, quite often at the very beginning, when they're just doing exercises that I've seen a million times, I will put my chair off to the side so as not to have much interaction with parents at all. Not that I'm being antisocial,
no.
But I close my eyes a little bit, and
Mike,
I doze.
There's no crime in that, as has been proven by our ex-president at his own trial. At his own court proceedings. If you need to grab 40 winks, do it. And besides, if you're sleeping, you're not tripping.
I got on a thread down here from some of the people at Happy Valley.
Yeah.
And it came from, I have no idea what it was, and I don't know what it means, and I don't know if it's a conspiracy, and I have no idea what they were, but it was thank somebody 42,000 times. I don't know what that meant. I don't know if it came from Truth Social, the Trump platform. I don't know.
Is there
All
some,
I know,
does 42,000 indicate something?
I don't know. I have no idea what that means, what it's about, but I was a little uncomfortable with it. I happen to slip into these threads periodically, and
right.
I'm not quite sure why, but the people that were responding are the true believers, if you know what I mean. I also...
Anyone from your old neighborhood thanking you 42,000 times?
In fact, MAGA will come into play today twice on the show. First,
that's good
this
news.
Is the thread that I got on last night. But let me get back to it. I don't want to get out of order, and it's a goofy Friday, so I'm all over the place.
Okay.
So I'm off there doing my little dozing, and this is really why they require for this type of little league, Pop Warner, for parents to be on campus when your kids are there. At least one guardian parent has to be there when the kids are practicing because it's football and kids get hurt and you want to have somebody there in case there's a problema. Yes, sir.
When you're at that fancy place with the turf, do the players sometimes, are they sent with like a butler or a nanny or a handler?
I would assume nannies are probably there. Now, I should also say that it's a big county. And it's a big town. It's not just the Richie Rich area is, you know, not nearly as big as the whole area. So I want to get away from that.
Okay.
So they're not. And it's in fact, but they're good. And their coaches are mean. That's all I remember from last year.
I withdraw the remark. I was just trying to figure out where we stood.
TMOS Classic.
I think their coaches are the kind of guys who would be go Tyler. Go Tyler, go Tyler. Who knows? But last night
we must get away from that.
My kid is a linebacker and he has a nose for the ball, and so
like a
when
young
they're doing
Sam
the
Huff.
Scrimmage, what's that?
Like a young Sam Huff.
How many people now do you think know Sam Huff?
Mike, anyone who follows football at all knows the
at
greatest
all?
Line. Yes, the greatest.
A 21-year-old that follows football would know Sam Huff. I say
yes,
wrong.
Yes, the greatest linebacker in the history of the NFL. And inventor
disputed
of,
Lawrence Taylor was the greatest linebacker in the history.
Not if you ask Sam.
Sam's dead.
Well, then I guess that settles that.
Yes. But, right? Am I right about that?
Yes,
you know,
we've lost him.
Death reel in your head.
No, we've lost him. So, Mike, if you were hoping.
Hey, Oz, let me introduce you to somebody you haven't met yet.
Okay.
This is Friday. This is Friday, Rob.
Well, it's special then for the bonus show people.
Yeah, it's very, very special. He's always selling the great and powerful Oz with his high voice today. Yeah,
Mike, the thing about Sam Huff being dead, if you really had any hopes for him returning to the Giants this season, forget it.
Thanks. I appreciate. Oh my God! What are your? Do you have something going on this weekend? Is there something you're? You seem unusually effusive today.
Nothing really. Oh no, I do. As a matter of fact, tomorrow at Jimmy's is the 6th anniversary of his King of the Wings that I'll be emceeing. So come on out to Jimmy's at 2 o'clock
and say hi to Rob. I don't know if your Don't Get Happy T-shirt will arrive by then. I don't think so. But you know, it's going to be an exciting day. Jimmy's going to go out in the street and do the dance, do the chicken dance.
Yes, I'm sure that the former mayor will be there. The present mayor should be there, and I've prepared some remarks. Obviously, Jimmy has been at this restaurant/tavern game for a while.
Will they feed
and he's
you?
Winning.
Will they free feed you before or after the ceremony?
I did this for the 4th, and not the 4th of July, but the 4th King of the Wings celebration.
4th time, which was years ago.
Years ago. This is the 6th. And what he did was he tied, you know, there's two kinds of wings, the drumette and the flat.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
The little ones that don't have the drummies and the flats, they're called?
Flats, yeah. That's what I've always called them. And I've never heard Jimmy.
You have to ask Jimmy. I'd like to get confirmation of that because I've never said, I like them both, so I don't, but I used to eat wings with people that would order drummies only. And I always thought that was a little
greedy. Sort of a dick move.
And it was a dick that did it. He will go nameless, but nobody knows him on the show. But it was, it was like drummies only. Yeah. Like, give me all the drummies, give somebody else. The flats. I didn't know they were called flats.
You see, the thing about a flat is if you're good at it, you can clean a flat down to the bone in one swipe.
Jimmy has a technique he uses where you put the entire flat in your mouth and then you pull out the bone. It's very interesting to watch him do it.
It's actually much more efficient than the drummette or drummy. So I like
now. What's the difference between a drummette or drummy? Are they the same name?
It's the same because if you look at a wing, an actual chicken wing that you buy, there's two pieces.
Yeah,
and that's where you crack it, and there's the drumstick part or the drumette,
because
it's not really a drumstick, and the flat. So
if you if you go into the grocery store, sometimes you can get the flat and the drummy or the drumette attached.
Yeah, and that's why you should
have full wing, right?
You should have good kitchen shears for splitting them if you want to make them yourself. You know, it's great.
Or you just throw them in and you can eat the whole thing.
But it's not as easy if they're not split. Yeah.
So where the hell? I've lost my train of thought.
So it is his sixth consecutive victory as King of the Wings.
So that's why you're bouncing off the walls. It's an outing for you.
Get to go out of the house.
The thing about you are essentially most of your day, you're a shut-in.
I am a shut-in.
And so
I walk the dog. That's always a big thing.
That's true. The opportunity to get outside. Yep. So the wings will be the bill of fare, and you'll probably enjoy some of them after your ceremony.
We'll have them
after, because you don't want to have wing sauce on your mouth when you're doing the announcements.
Or do I? I get up there and I'd look like the Joker.
Mm-hmm.
Just dripping down.
I'm jealous. I wouldn't want to go and do the remarks.
Yeah.
But I would love to go because I'm not as kind as you are. But I would love to go and hang out and watch you give the remarks.
You still lived locally.
Yeah.
And Jimmy, who has been nothing but extraordinarily generous and give. And anytime we've required one thing of him, he would give us two.
It was our first live appearance for the Mike O'Mara podcast.
If during a blizzard, and it was we packed it for a Super Bowl.
It was great. It was the moment of truth for us where we said, "Okay, this is something we can stay with and do." It was exciting.
But if you still lived local to the D.C. area, let's say you lived in Manassas because you loved it, and Jimmy called you and said, "Hey, buddy, it's James Cerrito, and I've just won my 6th consecutive King of the Wings contest.
Yeah.
Would you please come out and make remarks at the ceremony?"
I would.
Of course you would.
I would, but I mean, I would much rather, as you know, attend and have and watch you. Now, if I attended with the purpose of watching you and I got there early and I was able to linger at the bar, I may, you know, jump in. In fact, it's almost, what, about 99% that I would jump in, right?
Well, I would say 90% because...
Or heckle you.
Oh, you would. That's 100%.
Right,
and that's whether I mean, you might even arrange a Zoom call to heckle me.
Get out of the street, fat ass!
TMOS Classic.
But... while we have it, while we're on this topic, and I know Jimmy listens, and I know he's a bonus show subscriber, Jimmy, I'm not going to wear a hat that looks like a wing. I'm not going to wear a hat that looks like a cheesesteak, and I'm not going to wear anything spangly as far as a sport jacket. So I've prepared remarks, and you know there's no greater supporter than me and my family. But
well,
I'm
there's
not going
one
to
reason for that.
Well, we have paid. You. I mean, oftentimes he will give us a complimentary something.
Let me tell you the joy of doing the shows now. People have complimented us. I thank you. I appreciate the
comment. Okay.
The reason is Rob and I have the same brain, and quite often Rob knows exactly what's in my head. So that's why I wasn't able to, when I said for one reason, he immediately knew what I was talking about.
Well, we've done this a long time.
If you were to break down, and listen, I don't begrudge you. I have enjoyed the same treatment from the illustrious James Tiberius Cerrito. Multiple the free meals are multifold.
Yes. And you know what? And I will say this for both of us. When we are given complimentary food and it's sensational, we always way generously tip our server because you know what? That's something they need. So oftentimes the procedure is free meal, big tip to the server. And I say most people walk away happy.
I saw a clip from Jason Alexander, speaking of tipping, that was...
Did he have hair or no hair in this
clip? No hair. It's an older Jason Alexander.
Okay.
And he was telling, I think they call it taking the mafia quiz. And I'm going to let you take it. And hopefully I
what
will pull this
that?
Off. This is posing a situation to you.
Okay.
And what do you do?
Okay.
Here it is.
Right.
John Gotti gets out of jail and goes to you're the owner of the restaurant that he chooses to have his welcome home celebration.
Why is he coming to Applebee's?
Please focus on the shtick here. Focus on the puzzle.
Yes.
And not shtick.
Okay.
Let me start again.
Please.
John Gotti gets out of jail, decides to have his celebratory welcome home dinner at your restaurant that you own. You are in there. Mm-hmm. They come in with all of John Gotti's friends. They rack up a bill. It is $20,000. At the end of the meal, one of John Gotti's minions comes over to you and says, what do we owe you? And there is a way to handle this that works out perfectly. It's not as simple as you may think, but how do you handle it when the minion from John Gotti comes over to you and says, how much do we owe you? What do you do?
Wow. The initial thought would be to comp everything, but I don't follow the mafia lifestyle, and I feel that somehow doing that,
I will say that Jason
could
Alexander
be, could be
gave
an
the
insult.
Perfect answer. The perfect answer. And I'm going to give you a hint.
Okay,
I'll give you one
without
chance
a hint,
to get this
I have
right.
an answer. Without
okay,
a hint.
Okay, go ahead.
Here's my answer. We're so honored that you came here tonight. What do you feel the meal is worth?
I'm sorry. I need
They shoot me now?
No, not yet. Not yet. You can. I'm going to say you're wrong with that. I'll let you let you try another tact. All right, here's what I want
Mike,
you to think about.
I'm stymied. I'm so sorry, right. But it's really a tough...
Jason Alexander's answer was the correct answer,
okay,
and it was as follows.
Okay.
So he says, listen, I certainly can't do this all the time, but since this is a special occasion, I would love to take care of your bill. All I ask is that you compliment the servers And we are honored that you chose my restaurant to come in here. Let me tell you why that is the perfect
That
answer.
Is pretty sensational and slick. Smart. Yeah.
If you say that you will comp everything like you did with your incorrect first answer that you gave, they will return and return and return a
and
la Goodfellas, and they will take full advantage as they do. If you refuse, or not really refuse, but if you say, thank you, I'm so glad, the total is $20,000, they'll probably come back that night and burn down your building. If you say, this is a special occasion, and I really can't do this on a regular basis,
right.
You satisfy them, you take care of the servers, and they don't come back and bother you because they know they'd have to take advantage of somebody else. That's why it's the perfect mafia answer.
That is a good answer. And in my fantasy world, they would still pay the bill because you know what? They would be honored by the response.
Wouldn't be honored. They'd be pissed off you made them pay.
You give them, you say it's complimentary, but then they say, that's just so nice. We pay him anyway.
Okay. Yeah. I mean,
which could happen.
What do you mean? Pay them anyway. What do you mean?
Yeah,
they don't
you
pay.
Say
they're not. The correct
not
answer means
pay?
They don't pay. Then no. You did.
They're not.
Are you
so
listening
pleased?
To the same show that I'm doing right here?
You mean that they're not so pleased that you comp the entire meal that they don't give you a consideration anyway because they're impressed with how you handle
that
it?
The consideration, he mentions that take care of the servers, take care of the tips for the people that are working.
That's the
perfect answer.
This is why I don't own a restaurant.
You said fantasy or something fantasy.
Well, yeah,
I mean,
the whole thing is fantasy.
In your fantasy, you would have them say, well, because you were so, it's the mafia. They don't work like that.
Yeah, I suppose they're not putting out a test of your kindness, are
they? They're not. They're putting out a test of whether they can exploit you for the rest of your natural life when you say, since it's a special occasion and I can only do this one time, that's why. And I don't know if I would have given the correct answer either. I probably would have said, just comp the whole thing.
Yeah.
But no, if you do that and you don't put any thought to it and you don't qualify it, they're going to slide back in and take advantage and then eventually, take over your joint and bring the stuff through the back door. And then eventually, when you've exhausted all your supplies and your booze and everything, they come by and they take Sterno and attach it to toilet paper and wrap it up in the eaves and burn the place down.
And that's no good. You don't want that.
Oh, my God. All right. So getting back to Jimmy's.
Mike, the mafia scares me. So, I mean, it's the whole notion of
it. I just thought it was an interesting dilemma.
It is. And you know what? I'm impressed that
he handled
it
the right way, which was very, very cool. So as far as Jimmy's, you would say you have paid at Jimmy's before.
Yes.
Would you like to give us a percentage of the number of times you have gone to Jimmy's and paid?
I would say 60% of the time. Between 50 and 60.
That you have paid?
That I have paid, yes. Because here's one. You decline that? If it's
your
not,
credit card, Mr. Spiewak, has been declined.
Well, that might be part of the situation, too. Mm-hmm. But if Jimmy's not there,
I know what you're compensated, and I get it if you want to take full advantage of there. 60%. You personally, I'm saying. Not your family, necessarily, but you personally.
But, I mean, if I go with my family, that's me personally. If I go
with
a friend,
that's me
personally.
So are you going to take your family on Saturday?
No, it's just me and my buddy
just
John.
You.
Yeah, it's my date, my buddy John.
Who's John?
John, I've known him for a long, long time.
Never heard about John, Rob.
He, you know what? I'm trying to think if you would have met him anywhere. No, I don't get, not over that.
I know Brad.
Brad. John,
I know
I've met
Pat.
John, I've known for about 10 or 11
years. Are you still close
years.
To Pat House out in
out
west?
We will swap occasional messages, but I mean, he's out of town, so it's hard to
when
stay
I
in
see
touch.
Pat House when we go on the road somewhere and he bumps into us, I always feel like I've known him for a long time.
And you have known him for a long time.
And I guess I have, and he tries to annoy me, right?
He does.
His thing. He likes to try to annoy me, which is fun, which
he's
I find
a good guy.
Charming.
He really is a good guy.
But John, I don't know this
Yeah,
John
works for an organization, I forget. I think it's a small business in Langley, and
So that's why he doesn't like to be discussed.
Yeah, and he's got two beautiful daughters, and I've known him. Golly,
I'm surprised
12,
he hangs
years.
Out with you.
Why?
Why? Why? God damn it. God damn it.
Mike Langer.
Why?
You are a blabbermouth.
He's part of my KD crew. We've gone to King's Dominion a few times, and he's just a nice guy. So,
is he unable to share with you what he does?
I have never pressured him to find out.
But he mentions the general company.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's kind of cool. Would, all right.
I've been to parties at his house where I've met other people at the company, which is always fun.
If you were to hazard a guess,
yeah,
would you think that there was a chance that the way this guy conducts himself and the way he is as a human being, that he perhaps could participate in some of the mission type activities?
No, he's too goofy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he really is.
Is he physically fit?
Yeah, well, he's skinny. Played basketball.
So that means like he could like pass an obstacle course or something.
Sure,
like
sure.
That.
I think, Mike, actually, I am his obstacle course.
So you don't think he does that type of thing?
No, I don't. I don't. I believe his past is in library sciences.
Oh, okay. Because I had a friend way back. Remember that fabulous Willow Lake apartment?
Yeah, yeah.
I had a neighbor who I hung out with who worked for the National Security Administration. And he was talking about the fact that he could not talk about what he did.
Yeah, and you know,
and he made jokes about it because he couldn't, but he never, even with the jokes, he never said anything. There are a lot of, for those of you that have never been in our nation's capital, you know, it's an industry. The government is an industry there, and some of the government
is
secret squirrel stuff that they do. And by the way, a lot, I think we never pay enough attention outside of our silly little fake TV shows to what these guys do. There's a wall in Langley, which is the Central Intelligence Agency's headquarters.
Oh, is that there too?
That has stars on it with no names that represent the secret spy guys that have lost their lives in the line of duty.
The George Herbert Walker Bush CIA Central Office. It's weird where it's placed.
You ever been?
Never have. Almost took a wrong turn in there once.
Yeah, because it's right off the George Washington Parkway, correct?
And also Route 123, right through McLean. There are two ways to access it. And I know this. I took a wrong turn trying to get to go the other way on the George Washington Parkway. Mike, the only road that is a national park. So
really?
I was taking a U-turn, and I ended up on the, and it was weird. Suddenly, the minute I got on like the driveway of the CIA, my cell phone dropped out. The very second.
Really?
Yeah. So I don't know if they're running jammers or what, but that was really weird. And it is in the middle of suburban Washington, D.C., a town called McLean. It's one town over. And in the woods, you would never find it if you weren't looking for it. It's the weirdest placement for that.
Okay. Well, tell our listeners if you're going out to see Rob and his friend might have coins for you.
Oh, no, he doesn't. He might have like a nickel.
Has he ever coined you?
He's never coined me. I don't think he's a coining guy.
I got all my coins up in Maine. I shouldn't.
Do you have
say
a case
that.
For them? Because you have a lot.
Yeah, I have a bunch.
You should get
people
a case.
Used to give them to me all the time. There was a time when it was it was during my motorcycle era. You know? And by the way, I had a Jones yesterday. I'll get back to Michael in a second. I know we digressed from the story I was telling you.
Right.
In fact, I'll finish it right now. Sure. So he's in the middle of the scrimmage, and all of a sudden, I'm far enough away. They're scrimmaging on the other side of the field, and they're doing it width-wise. So they're coming towards us, and they're way over there. There are multiple practices going on in this football
multi-field.
Field. And I see him lying down, and then, you know, it happens all the time. These kids get banged up. They lie down for a second, and then somebody helps him up. He's not getting up, and then I see one coach go over. I see another, and as soon as I see the other one, I'm out of my chair, and I'm heading to the field, and I go through.
Was it hard to get up? Because, you know, sometimes you're groggy after a nap.
I was actually awake. I was actually watching this. That's why I saw that he was down.
Right.
I'd taken my nap earlier in the practice. And I get over there, I see now all the coaches are around him. Now I'm starting to freak out ever so slightly. And the head coach turns around and says to me, he's okay. He's got I think he hyperextended his knee. And then one of the coaches says, yeah, might not be a bad idea to have it looked at. Now I'm concerned. And then Big Bill takes him, and he's this big offensive line coach, and he takes him over his shoulder, brings him over to the bench. Parents are wonderful. This guy, Justin, who's one of the dads of the other kid, one of the other kids brings over the ice. Two guys bring over ice for him. We put the ice on it, and he's able to get off the field on his own power, although the kids that run around as a toy in the Pop Warner golf cart, that's a time when maybe it would have been beneficial to have it, and they finally come zeroing back. I'm like, excuse me, while you're not giving your theme park rides, do you think we could? I didn't say that, but I thought it.
It's actually what you should have thought.
Could we have my kids sit in that? And then the lady who I love, I wish I remembered her first name, Carla Wood.
Is it Merle?
It's not Merle. Hi, Merle.
Hi, Merle. Squeak.
I'm that thing squeaky. Thanks, Merle. The lady comes over and says, get out of the bag. Have the kids get out. This is not for rides. This is just for what this is if a player gets injured. And then they take him to our car. We ice the thing. He is walking better by the time he gets to the house.
Oh, that's
He's
great.
Limping a little bit this morning, but here's the thing. He's all of 10, every bit of 10 years old. So when I whipped out one of Daddy's Velcro knee braces, which, which are just to fit, which fit him like a glove,
sure.
It was, he's going to school with his little badge of honor. And
you know what you should have told him? You said, son, this is the brace I wore when I was 10 years old.
I right away found one that was perfect for him, and hopefully he'll be ready for game time, but I'm not 100% sure.
That's
and
great.
I hope
Good
he
for
is.
Him.
He's not, we'll go to the game anyway, and he'll be he'll wear his jersey and stand on the
when
side.
When you talk lines. About the golf cart, you made me think when I used to call the high school games when Julia and Robert were going to high school. It was a lot of fun. I really did enjoy it, but
right.
There was a player moving vehicle that I never once saw being used as a player moving vehicle.
Yeah, because they play in it, right?
Juniors and seniors driving up and down this track. It's just like, whoa,
yeah, for fun.
Exactly.
For fun.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I'll bring the mouth guard out to the kid. And it goes out like that.
The best one I saw was, this is designed, it's like a mini pickup truck. It's beyond a golf cart.
Right.
And I saw a junior young lady driving up and down the field with one case of bottled water on it.
Yeah, that's how they roll. That's it. Now, in fairness to them, some of these people that there are a lot of moving parts with this
sure.
league.
Yeah,
because you got 14U, 12U, 10U, 8U, all over these two full size football fields with a complex in the middle, and But he was fine. He's a brave kid, but I thought about it after he left this morning with Carla, and I thought it was so cute because, of course, what kid doesn't like his first bandage that he puts on? Because it's like going to go, hey, what happened, Michael? And he likes the attention. So hopefully, knock on wood, he'll be playing tomorrow. But, I don't want to put you – and we didn't get any medical attention. I didn't think it warranted it.
Well, you can watch out on that. If he's improved overnight, I'm sure he's fine.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MichaelMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.